All right, welcome to another edition of Gamers with Coffee. This one is pertaining to the video game world, specifically Microsoft and Sony. There is some good news on that front there, fellow gamers. So right now, Microsoft and Sony are finally partnering up. And this makes sense because Xbox, PlayStation owners are going to benefit. You've got just a ton of gamers out there. So this agreement they have is fairly specific. So for right now, these two giants look like they're going to work together to develop solutions within the Microsoft Azure. All right, so Sony is going to use Microsoft Azure to actually have, it looks like, to build better tools for content creators. So this is pretty huge. I mean, it is a big trust step for these two companies. And of course, money's behind it. You know, they've been at odds all along. And, not necessarily are they probably coming together for gamers' sake. They're coming together for the money, which will benefit the gamers. So PlayStation itself, it did make a statement. So Sony's president, Mr. Yoshida, said in his announcement, and I'm reading a quote, "Our mission is to seamlessly evolve this platform is one that continues to deliver the best and most immersive entertainment experiences together with the cloud environment that ensures the best possible experience anytime, anywhere for many years. Microsoft has been a key business partner for us, though of course the two companies have been competing in some areas. I believe our joint development of future cloud solutions will contribute greatly to the advancement of interactive content." That's a pretty big statement for Mr. Yoshida to say. So they know that's where the money is. I mean, really, and to combine forces and start on a small level and try to, well, this is actually a big level, but to start at some area and work the kinks out, ultimately, gamers are going to have more choices. I mean, I personally think it'd be awesome if, you know, if you're on Xbox Live and your friends are on PlayStation, if you guys could, you know, game against each other cross-platform, that would be awesome. I don't see that in the announcement. I'm not saying that I do. I'm just saying that's my personal opinion. So, the Sony and Microsoft, they're going to work together. And what they're going to do, according to them, is use the power of Microsoft Azure and Azure AI to develop new gaming and entertainment experiences for the customers. So that's interesting. As long as they don't develop something called Skynet, then we'll be okay. But E3 is off, you know, in a few weeks here. So it looks like Sony's not making an appearance there, which is really odd and unusual. Microsoft, though, has made it very clear they're going to have a huge or big presence there. So this E3 is going to be very interesting. I think, Microsoft, on a side note, they're planning their xCloud. That's their own streaming service. So don't forget that Google, is working on Stadia. And, I know Google's having issues, and they have some problems with a few legal things and trust issues and such, but the reality is they have a ton of money, like just a mountain of money. So they're pushing it forward. It's going forward. It's not something they're not going to do. So that is going to take gaming to a different... Gaming's just going to change, you guys. I mean, I grew up with cartridges and then, you know, DVD, CD, whatever format you want to call it, and downloadable content. And honestly, that's where the money's at. If you can eliminate the CDs, they don't have to pay for the packaging, the manufacturing of the disc, the shipping. That's why the big push towards downloadable content is there, because it's a huge money maker for them. So this is just going to be interesting. I'd like to know what you guys think. Let us know what you think in the comments. We'd appreciate it if you'd spread the word about us. Please follow us here. The more we follow, the higher it pushes us a bit. We are also on Google Play and the music area, on TuneIn if you're listening there, and on iHeartRadio you can find our podcast. So we also have our Facebook group. It is free. It is growing a little, but it's growing. So if you happen to stop by, don't necessarily judge off just one picture or another, because we have miniature people, tabletop people, all sorts of gaming. I mean, if you're into, say for instance, Nintendo, and that's all you're doing, but you see them posting things for Xbox, jump in, because we want you in there. It's not a matter of you have to be console specific or table game specific. That's not it. This is a group for people who game. And so always remember that. We just want people to get together. And absolutely, if you were just gaming only in one area, on one platform, on one game, you're severely limiting yourself. So until the next podcast, I will let you guys go. Enjoy gaming, enjoy each other, and roll well. Thank you.